We caught up with him last season. He's the senior writer and editor for TitansOnline.com. For folks listening here in Eugene, yeah, obviously he gets to cover a certain former Duck quarterback. Follow on Twitter at Jay Wyatt Sports. Welcome back, Jim Wyatt. Jim, thanks for the time. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on.
Now, on a personal note, you departed the Tennessean to take the job I mentioned above. So how's the new gig going?
It's going great. I mean, I love working at the Tennessean. I love, you know, covering it from that standpoint where I'm trying to dig and try to break news and trying to, you know, keep readers of the newspaper up to speed with what's going on with the team. Now it is different with the team. I'm inside the building. I'm privy to more information. I don't have to dig it out. A lot of times, you know, job is to kind of keep your mouth shut and keep things quiet until the time is right to until it's go time. So it is interesting. It's a different way to do it, but I certainly enjoy it, and you know, certainly feel like I came aboard at the right time. I think with Marcus Mariota, with the new general manager John Robinson, some of these moves have been made recently. Feel like things are on the upswing, no doubt.
And obviously now in this new capacity, you're around the organization, the players, you know, in this age of social media, you get a lot of fan feedback. As far as Marcus last year missed four games, went 3-9 as a starter. But how would you say the coaches and franchise in general felt about his first year with the Titans?
Well, they thought it was great. I mean, I think he exceeded expectations. And, you know, I'll say when the team picked him second overall last year, and I think there were a lot of people nationally, I think a lot of people locally that thought, well, I'm not so sure this guy is going to be a fit in the NFL. The team didn't feel that way, and former general manager Rustin Webster didn't feel that way. I mean, he felt like Mariota was the right guy and saw to it that he was the pick, and it turned out to be the right pick because, you know, anybody watched Marcus Mariota play last year, he certainly didn't look like the game was too big for him. You know, he was poised. He made good decisions in pressure situations, was great in the red zone. You know, didn't have a great team around him, and so certainly at times he was having to get rid of the ball too quick and getting rid of the ball with people, you know, all over him. He got sacked 38 times in 12 games, but he offered so much so many reasons to be optimistic about him moving forward. And I think that was the feeling going into this offseason, that, hey, this team has a quarterback. Now we got to start building around him.
You know, and to totally pander to my Duck fan crowd out here who kind of worship at the altar of Mariota, you make your living around professional football players. We hear, obviously, good things way out here. But how would you describe how he's viewed, you know, in the huddle among the among his teammates?
Well, I mean, it's tough coming into the league as a rookie and looking around the huddle and having veterans, guys that have been in the league 10, 12 years. And a lot of veterans don't have patience for a young guy. yeah, he came into a locker room where, just to be perfectly honest, I mean, there were a lot of people on the team in 2014 when it ended, felt like team ought to give Zach Mettenberger a chance to be the starter in 2015. Didn't really want him to pick a quarterback. So Mariota came in having to prove himself, and he, just because of the way he is, the way he conducts himself in such a professional manner, and by the way he plays, how accurate he was in the practice field, he was embraced almost instantly. Even Mettenberger, you know, a guy who really Marcus is responsible for keeping Zach on the bench, you know, even he couldn't help but like Marcus Mariota. The veterans like him. They respect him. He carries himself well inside the building, in the huddle. I mean, he's got a presence about him. The community loves the guy. I mean, he's you know, he's such a fine young man. And people here are just jacked that he's their quarterback in the face of the franchise.
Yeah, I mentioned that they made a major move during the offseason. They did not renew the contract of Rustin Webster. They hired John Robinson as general manager. He was 12 years with the Patriots as a scout, then with Tampa, young guy. While the time's been limited, what are your early impressions of him?
Well, I really like him, and the fan base loves him because he's proven to be a wheeler and a dealer right out of the gate. I mean, he's a small-town guy from West Tennessee, grew up a Titans fan, and he came in and came kind of gave a passionate plea for Titans fans to be patient with him and for them to have faith in him as he was taking over. And kind of from day one, kind of ignited the fan base a little bit because you could tell how much it meant to him. He got emotional when he started talking about how much it means to him to help the franchise, and it certainly wasn't just lip service. I mean, since then, he's gone out and he's made a trade for DeMarco Murray, an offensive player of the year just a couple of years ago with the Cowboys, who really was probably not used properly in Philadelphia. I think a lot of people feel like he's going to help Marcus. He signed 10 new players this offseason, whether it's in free agency or through claims. He went out the other day and made a blockbuster trade with the Rams where he gave up the number one pick but ended up getting a couple of second rounders, a third rounder, a first rounder next year. He got 6 picks in the first 76 in the draft. So he's doing all the right things, and you can't help but be impressed with him.
Now, you mentioned the blockbuster trade and also picking up DeMarco Murray. They also signed Ben Jones, who'd started the last 2 years at two positions for Houston. Is he set for center or guard? And, you know, with Murray and a move like this, how do you like these moves to, I guess, provide that stability around their young quarterback?
Well, I think Ben Jones would be a center. He has played at guard, and the Titans have some options inside because they've got Brian Swinkey, a talented young guy who just hasn't been able to stay healthy, and he's been a center. You know, if for some reason Swinkey should have a tremendous offseason, they feel like their best bet is to kick Jones to guard, then they'll do that. But they've got some other options at guard that I know they're going to consider. They've said from the beginning that Jones will start at center, and we'll see how it goes. I think he brings an edge, kind of a nasty player that, no-nonsense guy who, is going to be good for the line. But I think there's a work-in-progress sign on that offensive line room because they're not done yet. I mean, they've still got some holes they need to address. They still need to get better at that position. And they got to get better because they can't afford to have the young quarterback get hit as many times as he did last year. Marcus missed 4 games with a couple of knee injuries. And it was because he just got hit too much.
One final thought, and obviously there's so much attention on Marcus and the offense, but the last 5 games, the defense allowed more than 30 points. They lost their coordinator to the Browns. They promoted the Hall of Famer, Dick LeBeau. I saw you wrote about them looking at Jalen Ramsey, a Florida State corner. By dropping out of number one, obviously Laramie Tunsil is out. So is there any logic there? They could actually go pretty heavy on defense with a lot of these picks?
Yeah, I think so, but I think there's going to be a pretty good split. I mean, I think they need help on both sides of the ball. I think nationally, I think some people had just pegged Laramie Tunsil for them, no questions asked, and I'm not so sure that was going to be the case if they stayed at one. I think they certainly like Jalen Ramsey, and just because they've made this trade and they're sitting at 15 now doesn't mean they can't, be aggressive. And John Robinson said himself, he's got ammunition now. He can still move up, use some of those picks that he acquired in the trade with the Rams and get back in the top 10 and get back in a position where you can snag, one of those guys. So I wouldn't sleep on John Robinson and the Titans as far as their chances of getting back and making some noise. I think they need help in the secondary. They need another edge rusher for depth, but they also need, I think they need help on the offensive line. They need help with the receiver. Got a lot of needs. Where I think you'll see the additions pretty split as far as what side of the ball they're coming from.
All right. Hey, that's some really good stuff. I would tell you to keep busy. I think that's taken care of. You can catch up with all his work for the Tennessee Titans. Visit TitansOnline.com, or you can just go to NFL.com, click the Titans logo. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Jay Wyatt Sports. Hey, Jim, thanks so much for your time. Have a great summer, and I hope we catch up as the season approaches.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.